This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Major political parties agree to move forward with various problem proposals on ordinances and rejection motions as per House regulations. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to make efforts to promote and encourage the tea industry and resolve problems in tea export to India. Finance Committee's monitoring reveals malfeasance rife at customs offices, and a U.S. military plane flies 104 illegal immigrants back to India. Now, the news in detail. Major political parties have agreed to proceed following the House of Representatives regulation regarding ordinances issued, introduced in the Parliament and the rejection motions of rejection against those ordinances. In a discussion convened by Speaker Devaraj Ghimire at Singhadarbhai yesterday, chief whips of major political parties agreed to move forward with various proposals on the ordinances following the rules. Speaking to the media after meeting, CPN-UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola said that the agenda for today's parliamentary meeting was discussed and an agreement was reached, including that the leader of the main opposition party to address the meeting. Chief Whip Bartola added that the meeting will proceed as per the rules regarding the ordinance and the motions of rejection against the ordinance, and all six ordinances present in the parliament will be passed. Speaker Ghimire had called the meeting of the chief whips to move forward based on consensus among political parties after several rejection notices were registered against the ordinances presented in the House of Representatives meeting on the 31st of January. District Court Chitwan has sent former Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani to custody for a day on a charge of embezzling the funds of Sahara Chitwan Multipurpose Cooperative Limited. Lamisani was sent to custody yesterday when his detention hearing remained incomplete. Registrar at Chitwan District Court Vishnu Acharya shared that Lamisani was handed over to the police for custody when the hearing whether or not to keep him in detention for investigation did not end. The detention hearing had started immediately after the face-to-face explanation of Lamisani concluded yesterday morning. Police were handed over the responsibility to look after Lamisani in a way to present him at 10 a.m. today. It may be noted that the Government Attorney Office Chitwan on Tuesday had filed a case against 15 persons, including Lamisani, for their alleged involvement in cooperative funds scam. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has pledged to make all possible efforts to promote and encourage the tea industry, including taking initiatives to resolve the problems seen in tea export to India. The commitment from Prime Minister came in the backdrop of the Indian authority proposing mandatory auction of Nepali tea for export to India. Prime Minister Oli reaffirmed his commitment while receiving a memorandum from the representatives of Tea Producers Association in Koshi province at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbhai yesterday, reiterating that the need to address problems through both formal and informal mechanisms. The Prime Minister urged the tea entrepreneurs to focus on the promotion and expansion of market of the Nepali tea products. The Embassy of Nepal in Muscat, Oman has officially started to issue labor permits for Nepali workers who are legally working in Oman and have not acquired such permits from Nepal. It was the first live enrollment for the legalization of labor permit in foreign countries, which started on the 31st of January 2025 in Salalah, Oman. The provision of the legalization of labor permits from the embassy itself is expected to greatly facilitate Nepali workers to receive several benefits as per the policy of the government of Nepal. Duchess of Edinburgh Sophie yesterday visited Bhaktapur Hospital, where she inspected the hospital's gynecological ward and acquired information about the services provided. During her visit, Duchess inquired about the health of new mothers and newborn babies as well as the related treatments and services available at the hospital. The Duchess also expressed her concerns regarding issues concerning women who have survived sexual harassment and violence. Meanwhile, Duchess Sophie, the global ambassador for the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, visited Nepal Netra Jyoti Sangh Kirtipur Eye Hospital as part of her official trip to Nepal. Duchess Sophie, who arrived in Nepal on Tuesday with her spouse, Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Edward, will be in Nepal until the 9th of February. The Finance Committee of the House of Representatives, which conducted the monitoring of various customs offices from Nepalganj to Birganj, has concluded that custom offices were full of malfeasance. The committee conducted the monitoring of customs offices from January 24th to 29th. The findings of the monitoring were shared and a discussion was held in the meeting of the committee yesterday. In the meeting, lawmaker Padamgiri said the customs office at the border was full of hassles. Lawmaker Ganga Karki viewed the technology as not being used properly in customs checks. Lawmaker Juli Kumari Mahato questioned security issues of customs, stating that it was wrong to describe the custom employees did not work with good intentions. Lawmaker Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, however, stressed the need for adequate attention for further improvement. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has claimed that the government was planning to make the health sector more systematic by ensuring everyone's access to medical facilities. Launching the HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer at Sitala Devi Secondary School in Pokhara Metropolitan City 12 yesterday, Minister Paudel said the coverage of health insurance would be increased gradually. On the occasion, Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya shared that the vaccination campaign is being carried out, deploying 344 health workers and 688 volunteers in 275 schools and 47 health institutions in the metropolis. An initiative has been started in a bid to enlist the Buddha Nilkantha Temple in Kathmandu Valley as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Buddha Nilkantha Municipality launched a discussion on formally including the Buddha Nilkantha statue and temple area in the World Heritage Site. The statue of Lord Vishnu, a stone carving, was established in the era of Vishnu Gupta in the 2nd century. The discussion was held with government bodies, historians, culture experts, intellects, writers and journalists. On the occasion, Professor Dinesh Raj Panta, theologian Dr. Govinda Tandon, Chancellor of Nepal Bhasha Academy, Malla K. Sundar, Chancellor of Nepal Academy of Fine Arts, Narad Mari Hartam Challi, and writers and journalists Sneha Sayami, Shyam Rimal, Siris Bhandari, among others, reminded Buddha Nilkantha Municipality to provide adequate evidence on architecture on the temple by specializing the assets. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Local media in India reported a U.S. Air Force plane carrying more than 100 Indian migrants expelled by the United States landed in India yesterday. Thousands of undocumented migrants have been arrested since Trump's January 20 inauguration, including some accused of crimes. An AFP photographer in northern city of Amritsar saw the U.S. military aircraft land with Indian media reporting it was carrying 104 Indian migrants. Trump's flurry of executive actions aimed at overhauling immigration to the United States is estimated to impact 11 million undocumented migrants. Neither New Delhi or Washington have commented specifically on the deportations. India is the world's fifth largest economy and enjoys world-beating GDP growth, but hundreds of thousands of its citizens still leave the country each year seeking better opportunities abroad. According to data from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, over 5,000 Indians were deported from country between 2018 to 2023. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kanpattu Valley is likely to hover around 6 to 8 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 23 to 25 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Major political parties agreed to move forward with various proposals on ordinances and rejection motions as per House regulations. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledges to make efforts to promote and encourage the tea industry and resolve problems in tea export to India. Finance Committee's monitoring reveals malfeasance rife at customs offices, and U.S. military plane flights 104 illegal immigrants back to India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.